I mean, a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, first 7 years really in the big leagues here, so a lot of happened, you know, even personally during those 7 years. So every time I'm here, I definitely, it's a little weird to not be on the other side, but really good to be back in general.
So we were robbed of an off day in Denver yesterday. So had we had it, did you have it circled on your calendar? And what were you planning to do with it?
I definitely did. Yeah, I was really looking forward to it. Definitely get out to the mountains as quickly as possible yesterday morning if we would have had that day. And, you know, do either like a hike or some fly fishing or something like that. That's like perfect Denver off day, and get a good meal and just go to bed early.
What is the food scene in Denver like? Because you walk around this area around the ballpark, it just seems like there's a restaurant in every single corner.
Yeah, it's great. The food here is great. There's a lot of really good Mexican food here, a lot of Mexican culture here, but everything really, it's a tremendous food scene, very eclectic, and you know, really good, like, you know, beer scene as well and stuff like that. So it's just a fun place to be and enjoy that stuff, like, kind of outdoors.
It seems like everywhere you look, once you get outside the city, there's a new hiking trail. Is there any specific ones that you enjoy, maybe off the beaten path a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I've hiked all the trails that are over near Red Rocks, and I've hiked a lot of the 14ers, like a lot of the big mountains in the area. We've hiked a lot of that or driven to the top and checked stuff out. So Garden of the Gods is like 2 hours away. That's a pretty good spot. But like I said, it's just kind of unlimited. There's so many options.
I want to pivot to on-field a little bit, because a lot of the narrative when you come to Coors Field is obviously the way the ball jumps. But from a pitching standpoint, guys have also talked about it, pitch movement, and how it's a little bit different. When we spoke in Wrigley, we talked about metrics and data and how you guys have all these numbers instantly. Is there a benefit to that, specifically at a place like here where you can kind of get an idea of how your pitchers are moving traditionally to where they wouldn't in a normal stadium?
Yeah, because I think you got to face reality when you're here, and the reality is your pitches are going to move like 80% of how they would move on at sea level. So you just have to like understand that so that you can set your sights and command the ball better here. Not to freak you out, but more so just so that you know how to control your pitches and, you know, have good fundamentals like throwing strikes and hitting spots and stuff like that. If you just live in the dark the whole time, then it's very easy to get kind of mentally screwed up out here because you're wondering what's going on. But the numbers kind of confirmed all the things that we knew before the numbers, you know, at least the people who had to pitch here a lot. And now you see teams embracing that more when they come in here, for sure.
Is there an advantage for the Rockies in terms of that, just because they do get a chance to pitch at altitude 81 times compared to guys that just come in for three games and then leave?
I think so. I think there's an advantage, home field advantage for the Rockies for sure. Just you're more used to it. You know what to expect more. But it's still a challenge even for those guys because they're constantly shifting from sea level to a high altitude, you know, week in, week out. They're kind of having to make those adjustments over and over and over again. It's tricky to do even if you know what's coming. It's still not that easy.
Did you notice that when you were playing here, that when you left and went back to sea level, that there had to be an adjustment period?
For sure, because your pitches are just so much bigger at sea level. And so if you're here for like a 9 or 10 day span, you get used to the movement here, and then you go back on the road, and sometimes it's hard to throw strikes. Your ball's moving all over the place. You have to reset your sights and recalibrate things. That might be true a lot of places, but it's especially true when you're dealing with, you know, the high altitude versus the sea level contrast.
All right, Adam, appreciate your time as always.
Yep, thank you.